The trick is to use this effect deliberately from time to time, to practice it on yourself as a kind of wake-up call. The following five actions are designed to put you on a psychological death ground. Reading and thinking about them won't work. You must put them into effect. They are forms of pressure to apply to yourself. Depending on whether you want a low-intensity jolt for regular use or a real shock, you can turn the level up or down. The scale is up to you. Stake everything on a single throw. Often we try too many things at one time, thinking that one of them will bring us success. But in these situations, our minds are diffused, our efforts half-hearted. It is better to take on one daunting challenge, even one that others think foolish. Our future is at stake. We cannot afford to lose. So we don't. Act before you are ready. We often wait too long to act, particularly when we face no outside pressure. It is sometimes better to act before you think you are ready, to force the issue. Not only will you take your opponent by surprise, you will also have to make the most of your resources. You have committed yourself and cannot turn back. Under pressure, your creativity will flourish. Do this often, and you will develop your ability to think and act fast. Enter new waters. Sometimes you have to force yourself onto death ground, leaving stale relationships and comfortable situations behind, cutting your ties to the past. If you give yourself no way out, you will have to make your new endeavor work. Leaving the past for unknown terrain is like death, and feeling this finality will snap you back to life. Make it you against the world. A fighting spirit needs a little edge, some anger and hatred to fuel it. So do not sit back and wait for people to get aggressive. Irritate and infuriate them deliberately. Feeling cornered by a multitude of people who dislike you, you will fight like hell. Hatred is a powerful emotion. Remember, in any battle, you are putting your name and reputation on the line. Your enemies will relish your failure. Use that pressure to make yourself fight harder. Keep yourself restless and unsatisfied. When we are tired, it is often because we are bored. When no real challenge faces us, a mental and physical lethargy sets in. Sometimes death only comes from a lack of energy, Napoleon once said. And lack of energy comes from a lack of challenges, comes when we have taken on less than we are capable of. Take a risk, and your body and mind will respond with a rush of energy. Make risk a constant practice. Never let yourself settle down. Soon, living on death ground will become a kind of addiction. You won't be able to do without it. When soldiers survive a brush with death, they often feel an exhilaration that they want to have again. Life has more meaning in the face of death. The risks you keep taking, the challenges you keep overcoming, are like symbolic deaths that sharpen your appreciation of life. Reversal. If the feeling of having nothing to lose can propel you forward, it can do the same for others. You must avoid any conflict with people in this position. Maybe they are living in terrible conditions or, for whatever reason, are suicidal. In any case, they are desperate, and desperate people will risk everything in a fight. This gives them a huge advantage. Already defeated by circumstances, they have nothing to lose. You do. Leave them alone.